Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this Tailspin Spyworks video, we're going to start to implement the shopping cart logic that will be used for the e-commerce functionality in the Tailspin Spyworks demo application. Now, in a larger application, I certainly would implement a full data access layer. I might even implement a business logic layer. But in the interest of conciseness for this application, I'm choosing to encapsulate all of the shopping cart functionality, data access, business logic, and display into a single class. In a future version of Tailspin Spyworks, maybe we'll start to break those things out as we get a little bit more advanced and create separate layers. But for the purposes of this video, that's the architectural mechanism that I've chosen. So the first thing that we want to do is go over to the Server Explorer and take note that in our commerce table, we have a, in our commerce database, we have a table called Shopping Cart. And you'll recall that in one of the early videos in the series, we created an entity data model using the entity framework. And when we did that, a series of data access classes were generated for us in this namespace, mytailspinspyworks.data_access. One of those was a class named Shopping Cart. Now, we might have chosen to extend the generated class with our custom logic, but for the purposes of this demo, just to keep things separate and reasonably autonomous, we're going to implement a new class that we'll call My Shopping Cart. So the first thing that I'm going to do is add a page to my site. So I'm going to right-click and say Add New Item, Web Form Using Master Page, and I'm going to select the name My Shopping Cart. My Shopping Cart will be used to display the shopping cart. We're not actually going to implement the display logic in this video. We'll do that in a subsequent video. But we're going to build the combined class that will have the functionality to add items to the shopping cart. So then, of course, we need to select the master page. We'll choose our site.master page from our styles folder. Now, the next thing I want to do is you'll note that here in the shopping cart class, if we look at the code behind file, you'll note that we have a My Shopping Cart class. This is the implementation in the myshoppingcart.aspx.cs, the code behind file. We're also going to add some of our custom logic, so we're going to extend this class. So what I want to do is right-click on the solution name, My Tailspin Spyworks, select Add New Folder, and I'm going to add a new folder called Classes, and then I'm going to right-click on that new folder called Classes, and I'm going to say Add a New Item. I'm going to choose a C# class, and I'm also going to name this My Shopping Cart. And click Add. Now, if we look at the My Shopping Cart code behind, you'll note that the namespace is in My Tailspin Spyworks, and this is defined as a partial class named My Shopping Cart. If we look at the myshoppingcart.cs file, you see, we've got a couple of changes to make. I want to make sure that this definition, this code, is in the same namespace. So we'll get rid of the trailing namespace and just put it in the root of the My Tailspin Spyworks namespace. And then here I'm also going to specify that this class, this My Shopping Cart class, is going to be a partial implementation as well. Now, what this means is that now the code that's found here in the myshoppingcart.cs file and the code that's found here in the myshoppingcart.aspx.cs file will be, at runtime, combined into a single class named myshoppingcart. That's what the partial keyword does for us. Partial says, hey, this is only part of the implementation. When you're building this project, make sure you find the other part and combine them to make a complete class. All right, so now that we've done that, there's one more page that we're going to add, and then we can start to implement logic. Right, so the page that we're going to add, I'm going to right-click, I'm going to say Add New Item, and we're going to select a web form using the master page, and we're going to say add to cart.aspx, and we'll choose our site.master page. Now, add to cart.aspx, we've set this up as a regular page. What this really is going to be is just an endpoint that we can pass in the item of the cart of the object that we're going to add to the cart, and add it to the shopping cart database. But we could use an interim step where we had some display logic here. So we've configured this as an ASPX page using the master page in case we ever choose to use it that way. Now, let's go ahead and start implementing the logic that will let us start to add items to a shopping cart. The first bit of logic that we need to implement, the My Shopping Cart class, is a bit of logic that will retrieve and return a shopping cart ID. Of course, if there isn't a shopping cart ID already created for the current user, we're going to need to create one. And to do that, we're going to have to determine whether the user is logged in or not. The reason for that is that we don't want users to have to log in before they can put items in their shopping cart. We want them to be able to come to our site, start to shop, put things in a shopping cart, and then if they later log in or when they go to check out, they'll be required to log in, then we can convert that anonymous shopping cart to a known user shopping cart. So to do that, here in our shopping cart class, my shopping cart class, the first thing I'm going to do is add a method. So we'll say public, return a string, and the method is get shopping cart ID. And this is going to return a string, so we're going to say return the session object Tailspin Spyworks cart ID. Okay, so that will return the cart ID if there already is one. But we need to make sure there's one to start with. So in order to do that, we're going to need access to the session object. So let's get the context by saying system.web.http context. And then we'll just call it context equal system.web.htpContext.current. Now we can say if this session object already exists, or actually we're more interested in if it doesn't exist, so let's say if that is null, then we're going to need to create one. And if we're going to do that, the first thing we need to do is find out, is the user logged in? So we can say if context.user.identity, if context.user.identity dot name is not equal to empty, then we're going to create that session object from the username. Right, so we'll say session Tailspin Spyworks card ID equal the name of the currently logged in user. However, if there's no currently logged in user, then we're going to need to fabricate a cart ID. So let's create a GUID called temp cart ID equal GUID new GUID. And then we can say, set the session object for the cart ID equal to that new GUID. Okay, so to review what we've done in this method, we've created a method called getShoppingCartID. First thing it does is grab a context and find out if that Tailspin Spyworks card ID is null. So if we haven't already created a shopping cart ID, then we're going to say, hey, if the username in the identity is not empty, then use the username as the shopping cart ID, because usernames are guaranteed to be unique. Otherwise, create a GUID, which is also guaranteed to be unique, and use that GUID as the shopping cart ID, and then return the string that represents the shopping cart ID. Now, later on, when the user logs in, we'll add another method in this class in a subsequent video when we convert the anonymous shopping cart that's based on a GUID to a known shopping cart that's based on the user ID. Right? So that's our get shopping cart ID. Next, we can focus on the add item logic. Now let's add a method to our My Shopping Cart class to add an item to the shopping cart. So to do that, we're going to add another method. Let's say public void add item. Add item is going to take three parameters. We're going to pass in a cart ID, a product ID, and a quantity. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take those three bits of information, and then we're going to add an item to the shopping cart table in our database. So to do that, we're going to say, well, first thing we're going to do is go back up to our using statements, and we're going to add the data model. Right? So let's say using my Tailspin Spyworks data access. And then we'll go back down to add item, where we can say using commerce entities db equal new commerce entities. And we're going to put our database access here in a try catch block. So here we're going to say var my item equals from C in db dot shopping carts, where C dot cart ID equal our cart ID parameter. And c.product ID equal our product ID parameter. Select C. And we're specifically going to be interested in first or default, and the reason is that there should only be one item for each product ID in each cart. Next, we can say if, so what we're going to do here, just in case it's not clear, so I'm saying select from the shopping cart a record with this cart ID and this item ID. And if we get a result, that means there's already something for that, there's already an entry for that product ID in the shopping cart, and we just need to change the quantity. If we don't get a result from the select statement, then we know we need to create an item in the shopping cart for that product ID. Right? So we're going to say if my item, let's fix the spelling on that, if my item is null, right, then we know we're going to put one in. Otherwise, we're going to update the quantity. So here, let's say, let's create a new instance of the shopping cart item. Shopping cart, cart add, just our name, equal new shopping cart. And here we can say cart add cart ID equal a cart ID. Here we're just populating the properties of this class instance for a shopping cart item. So let's specify the product ID. Quantity. And we're going to set the date created equal to date time. Now, and the reason we have to do that is that, remember I said that people were going to be allowed to come to the site, put items in their shopping cart, and then we would convert that shopping cart to a known user when they go to check out. Well, we need to record the date and time so that over the course of time, folks might come, put items in the shopping cart, and then never actually check out. So at some point, we'll want to implement a maintenance feature by which we can go in and say, hey, any shopping cart items in the shopping cart table that are more than 30 days old, go ahead and get rid of them. Let's assume that the user's not going to come back and want to use those. Next, we just need to say db.shoppingcarts.addObject, and we're going to add the cart ID. Now, down here in our else statement, we can simply say myItem.quantity. And add the quantity that the user was adding. Right? Now, the last thing that we need to do is call db.saveChanges. And the only thing that we have yet to do is here in catch this exception. Rather than implement that right now, we're going to add an exception handling mechanism for our application down the line a little bit in a subsequent video. So let's say implement exception handling, and we'll leave that as a to-do item so that we can reference it as we get further along in our application development. So what we're doing here in the add item method is getting access to our database. In a try catch block, we're saying select from the shopping carts for the current shopping cart and item. If there isn't one, create one. If there is one, increment the quantity to be purchased and save the changes. Okay? Now we should be able to build and get a clean build. All right. So the last thing that we need to do is just add the logic to call this add method from our addToCart.aspx page, and we'll do that next. Okay, so here in the code behind file for our addToCart.aspx page, all we have to do is, here in the page load event handler, let's say if request params, so let's find out if we got a product ID parameter with the query string. And let's check and see if it's not null. If it's not null, that means that we got a product ID and we want to add it to the cart. Either way, we're going to say response.redirect. We're going to send the user back to the myShoppingCart.aspx page. So we should never get to this page without a product ID in the query string parameter, but if a user should navigate directly here for some reason, whether it's a hacking attempt or just sort of an inadvertent finding of this page, what we'll say is if there's no product ID, we'll automatically send them to their shopping cart display, and then they can do whatever they need with the shopping cart. So here, inside this this code block here, if request params product ID is not equal to null, meaning there was a product ID passed in, here we can say my shopping cart, and we'll just dim up an instance of the shopping cart, we'll say users shopping cart equal, and then we can simply, that needs to be a new shopping cart, and then we can simply say get the cart ID by calling the get shopping cart method that we created in our my shopping cart class, and then all we need to do is call the add to cart method . All right, so add item, notice there are three parameters, so we're going to have to pass in all three. The first is going to be the cart ID. The next is going to be the product ID from the query string. However, we are receiving it as a string. We need to pass it as an int. So let's say int32 parse and pass in the product ID. And then we're going to also pass in the quantity 1. Right? So we check to see if there's a product ID. If there's not, we're just going to drop down and redirect to the shopping cart. Otherwise, we're going to create an instance of the shopping cart class, call the get shopping cart ID method to get the cart ID that we need for the current user, and then we'll call add item to the current user's shopping cart, pass in the product ID number and the quantity 1. We should be able to now build. Okay, we have a successful build. Now we should be able to run our application and start adding items to the shopping cart table in our database. We won't be displaying the shopping cart yet. We'll be able to do that in a subsequent video. So let's go ahead and try and run the application and see if we can add items to the shopping cart. So let's go ahead and run our application. We'll get our default .aspx page view. Let's go ahead and click on communications. Let's choose a persuasive pencil. It's product 362. All right, notice we're in my shopping cart. We haven't implemented the display logic, so in theory we've added the item to the shopping cart table, but we haven't displayed anything, so we'll do that in the next video. Let's go ahead also and add this guardian dog pacifier, item number 378. Let's go ahead and add that. Now let's close out our application. Go back into the Server Explorer, find the shopping cart table, and select Show Table Data. And we should see two items in our shopping cart. All right, so there's item 378 and item 362, the two items that we just added. So there you have it. We've added to the shopping cart, to the My Shopping Cart class, the get cart ID method and the add to cart method, and then we've implemented calling that method from the add to cart.aspx page. So we're successfully placing items in the shopping cart. Next, we'll implement the logic that displays the current state of the shopping cart to the user after they've added an item.